He felt like such a fool.
I don't want you touching me right now, do you understand? You ruined my entire life. And then you didn't even have the decency to tell me it was you when you knew I was blaming Artemis for it.
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
He couldn't believe that was her comeback.
Is that all you have to say? Sorry doesn't even begin to fix what you've broken. Because of you, my entire family is dead, except for my twin brother, who has spent centuries at the mercy of demons who've tortured him. And now he's one of them. I put my faith in you. Came to the home of my enemy to save your life. And for what? To find out that you're the same lying sack of shit that everyone else is. That the one person I put at my back is the one person who has hurt me most in my life. I hate you for what you've done. You made me believe in someone again, and then the moment I did, you screwed me over.
Kat let go as those words cut through the haze in her mind. I never meant to hurt you.
What? Did you think I was going to wake up powerless and thank you for it? And what about when you came after me in New York to kill me? What about that? It seems to me all you've ever tried to do is hurt me.
He raked her with a cold, hard look.
Congratulations, Kat. You hit the mark with this one.
She reached for him, but he moved away.
Acheron!
He shouted. Ash appeared instantly in front of him. Sin was thankful that he looked like a man again and was no longer blue.
Send me back to my penthouse.
Scowling, Ash looked back and forth between them. She hasn't finished feeding. Sin glared at him.
And I really don't care.
Ash stiffened. That's not what you told me.
Yeah, well, I've learned a few new things about her.
Such as? Sin shot a heated glare toward Kat, who was standing there with tears in her eyes. A few hours ago, that would have mattered to him too, but right now, he never wanted to see her again as long as he lived, and if she were hurting, good.
She stole my godhood from me and gave it to her mother.
Ash snapped his head toward Kat, who was looking down at the floor in front of her. She what?
You heard me. And you have no idea what that kind of betrayal feels like.
Ash laughed bitterly. Man up, Sin.
Trust me, when it comes to betrayal, you're a neophyte, and what she did to you doesn't even register on my scale of pain.
He walked slowly toward Kat, who practically cringed at his approach.
You're a conduit?
She nodded. I thought he was out to hurt her. I was only trying to protect my mother.
Sin could respect the reasoning, but it didn't change the facts of what she'd taken from him. I was innocent.
She looked up, her green eyes swimming from her unshed tears. I know that now. How do you think I feel when I look at you, knowing what I cost you? Do you think any of this has been easy for me?
Then give me my powers back.
A single tear sped down her cheek, and in spite of himself, it hurt to see her cry. But how many tears had she caused him?
No,
he would not let his sympathy for her negate his anger in this. Don't you think I would return those powers if I could? My mother knows how to block me. The only powers I could possibly give you are mine. He arched an expectant brow at that. No, she said adamantly. Acheron, tell him I can't do it.
I'm pretty sure he heard you.
Sin shook his head as his anger continued to build.
I want to go home, Ash. It's the least you can do.